After the Parkland school shooting last year, 8 states and the District of Columbia passed some version of an extreme risk protection order law. These measures, also known as red flag laws, can prevent someone in crisis from accessing guns. For Guns in America, Lee Patterson reports that while this kind of legislation usually follows a high-profile shooting, it's often used for suicide prevention.
Judy Amabile and her 3 kids all live in a bright, beautiful home in downtown Boulder. There's a sleeping bag on the front porch.
So my son isn't supposed to come in the house when he's been drinking, and that's why we have this sleeping bag out here. And anybody else would look at that and just say, what? But for us, it's like, oh,
that's life.
That's life.
Life with Amabile's 26-year-old son is tough, and it's not just an alcohol issue. She says he's been diagnosed with depression, anxiety, personality disorders. She asked us not to use his name in this story out of concern for his well-being.
A year and a half ago, he started expressing this idea that he would like to get a gun and kill himself with it.
Around this time, Amabile noticed a charge on his debit card from a local gun shop, so she called them up.
And they said that's the cost of a background check.
She and her ex-husband went over there.
We were shown the firearm that he had chosen, and we wept with fear about how close he was to killing himself. And we asked the guy, please, please don't sell him this gun.
He agreed. And though that immediate crisis was averted, Amabile still feels that she can't really stop her son from buying a gun. He could be stopped, for example, if a judge committed him to a mental health hospital, but the bar for these things is really high. Her son has been hospitalized multiple times and has attempted suicide by other methods. Amabile says that's why an Extreme Risk Protection Order bill, or ERPO, in Colorado would be so meaningful for her.
Because if he succeeded in getting a gun and he attempted suicide with a gun, the chances that he would be successful are so much higher.
Extreme risk laws are different in every state, but basically, a family member or law enforcement officer can petition a judge for an order that allows firearms to be taken away from someone in crisis and prohibits them from buying a new one. Soon after, the person in question has a hearing and can ask for their guns back.
We want to make sure that when he goes in to get a background check, it comes back no. And that's just an enormous peace of mind.
A recent study found that extreme risk protection order type laws in Indiana and Connecticut may have prevented hundreds of firearm suicides, though suicides by other methods did increase. Connecticut has had a gun seizure law since 1999. In the first 10 years the law was in place, in over half of all cases, the alleged risk was suicide.
Detective DeMonte.
Detective Anthony DeMonte is with the Wethersfield Police Department in Connecticut near Hartford. He deals with these situations.
What would it look like? 2 officers go to a house. Let's say there's an elderly male there. They walk in and he's bleeding from both wrists.
If DeMonte finds he has guns, he'd try to get a warrant and remove them. He says this is a tool that can reduce gun violence.
The example that I gave there, they could hurt themselves, they could hurt someone else, and if we have the opportunity to take that out of the equation, at least we can do that.
But that whole removal process is a problem for some. An ERPO bill died in the Colorado legislature last year, in part because of due process concerns. One state senator said that the bill could be a good thing, but that taking guns away from people with no proof, quote, that's a very slippery slope. Judy Amabile disagrees.
Why does your right to have a firearm trump somebody else's right to be protected from themselves in a moment of crisis?
In Colorado, a state with a high suicide rate and a strong history of gun ownership, that will be up for debate this legislative session. For Guns in America, I'm Lee Patterson.